From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman says that U.S. and North Korean officials have set up working groups to deal with what she called nitty-gritty stuff, including validation of efforts to achieve denuclearization. The move came on the second day of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit to Pyongyang. Spokeswoman Heather Nauert said Pompeo's discussion with North Korean officials included the repatriation of the remains of Americans who died in the Korean War in the 1950s. It also included denuclearization issues. Pompeo left the negotiation venue to make a secure phone call to update President Donald Trump on the talks. On Friday, Pompeo met for nearly 3 hours with a top North Korean official in Pyongyang to nail down specifics of commitments on denuclearization made at President Donald Trump's summit with leader Kim Jong-un last month. Thai rescuers say they will not immediately attempt an underwater evacuation of 12 schoolboys and their soccer coach who have been trapped in a cave for nearly 2 weeks. That's because they have not learned adequate diving skills in the short time since they were found. Regional Governor Narongsak Osatatagorn indicated at a news conference Friday that if heavy rain started, officials would try to take the boys out right away.
They have forecast for 3 or 4 days it's raining, so we are concerned about that.
Heavy rains are forecast for the area the next few days. On Friday, a Thai Navy SEAL diver died when he ran out of oxygen while diving in the flooded cave passage. The boys and their coach have been trapped since June 23rd. This is VOA News. China imposed $34 billion in new tariffs on more than 500 U.S. products Friday. The move was in response to the U.S. imposing $34 billion of tariffs on Chinese products. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the burgeoning trade war has the head of the World Trade Organization cautioning nations against entering into retaliatory trade conflicts.
The Geneva-based WTO will not comment on specific actions, but the organization's Director General, Roberto Azevedo, has sent out a series of tweets warning nations against giving in to protectionist impulses. In his tweet, the WTO chief says recent developments show that more restrictive measures are on the way. His spokesman, Dan Prusin, says Azevedo fears the deterioration in trade relations may be worse than previously anticipated and is likely to have very serious consequences.
With further escalation, the effects would only grow in magnitude, hitting jobs and growth in the countries involved and sending economic shockwaves around the world.
WTO Chief Azevedo is urging all parties to sit down and discuss ways of tackling the issues at the root of the growing trade tensions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. employers kept up a brisk hiring pace in June by adding 213,000 jobs in a sign of confidence despite the start of a trade war with China. The Labor Department said Friday that the unemployment rate rose to 4.0% from 3.8% as more job seekers entered the market. A federal judge said on Friday that the U.S. government must provide a list by Saturday evening of an estimated 100 children under the age of 5 who were separated from their parents when they entered the United States. U.S. Judge Dana Sabraw also ordered the government to explain by Saturday its expectation for reuniting each of those children with their parents by Tuesday. Last month, the judge had issued the reunification order, which also set a July 26th deadline for more than 2,000 children to be reunited with their families. The U.S. government attorney said they may fail to meet those deadlines due to delays in confirming family relationships. However, the judge declined to extend the deadline without more information. At the Football World Cup in Russia, five-time champion Brazil was knocked out of the tournament following a 2-1 quarterfinal loss to Belgium. In the semifinals, Belgium will take on France, which scored a 2-0 win over Uruguay. Quarterfinal action continues Saturday when Sweden faces England and Russia takes on Croatia. The tournament final is July 15th. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.